Blog Talk Radio. should lift your hands in heaven tonight.
Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you're holy.
So holy.
Around and I see all the works your hands have made, the awesomeness of you and how your love will never fade. Mere words cannot express what I feel.
off this plate. I'm going to put you on the air for just 1 second. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I've been having technical difficulty. I was just checking. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is for Living Fire, everybody. My name is Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining. I truly appreciate it. Tonight we're in for a real word from the woman of God, from Prophetess Paige. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray on tonight, Lord God, that you would use my sister mightily on tonight, Lord God. Set her down, Lord God, and you stand up and use her the way that you want her to be used on tonight. Father God, I bind all technical difficulties. The enemy didn't want me to get on the air tonight, but he's a liar. The word will go forth. Somebody will get delivered. Somebody will learn something that they didn't know that they can apply to their lives, and things may be better from now on with them. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining. The first song that I played was Now Behold the Lamb by Kirk Franklin. And the last song was Lord, You're Holy by Carrie Wheaton. Now I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Kate. Prophetess Kate, you're officially on the air. Hello?
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, even now, God, for my sister, God, and Lord God, I thank you for allowing her to let me be able to sleep, to speak on the line on tonight, God. I thank you, God, that everything that has been said, God, already went up before you, Lord. I thank you even now, God, and I bind the hands of the enemies right now that he would not intervene with the message, that he will not come in and try to do it. Lord, I thank you even now. It is all well and it is done. In Jesus' name, Satan, you's a liar. And I bind every hands of your demons and all that's with you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God for Prophetess Stacy. Thank God for her allowing me to come on tonight. I thank and praise God. And I bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to come over the internet and anywhere, the phone line. I bind it right now because that's what he does. He come to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But we're going to destroy and we're going to heal all the spirits that he's trying to throw at us tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight also for what he's doing in my life. And I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. Excuse me. I thank and praise God for how he allowed me to let us know that you cannot buy the kingdom. You can't buy the heaven with money. You cannot buy it because it would not work. Everything you cannot pay for. And I thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God. Christ already paid the price for us. He already paid it. So we don't have to go to him. We don't have to go to him asking, begging. And Lord, if you, even some of us, sometimes we even make a statement where we'll say, God, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Many of us have told those stories so many times. Well, God, if you answer this prayer for me, this financial prayer for me, God, and Lord, I'll serve you the rest of my life, and I'll give you praise, and Lord, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, and we don't succeed with that. When God bless us, we go back into doing what we normally do. And then some of us may say, well, God, I'll give this if you give that. You don't have to make God an offering. God is already there. It's out there for us. His word tells us that asking it shall be given. He tells us to seek and you shall find him. And if you're knocked, his door will come open. But you got to ask him and have a pure heart and believe that he's going to do it. I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I thank and praise God for letting me know, to let you all know that you don't, everything you can, money cannot buy everything. A lot of people Although the word says that, and a lot of people say, well, if you give me this, I'll give you this amount. And some people gamble their life off. Some people gamble their home. Some people gamble in games. Some people even gamble. You cannot pay for Christ. You cannot pay to go to heaven. The only way God wants us to pay, he wants us to serve him. That's how you're going to pay. He already paid that price for us. So I want to let you all know tonight to give God all that you have, and don't be trying to, always say a word that don't use God as a spare tire. That's another way of saying, well, Lord, if you do this, and then, Lord, I will do that for you. I have done those things. It worked for a little while, but then you go back to doing the same thing. But God deliver me. Well, God, your words already tell me, if I seek your face, if I trust you in everything, if I just ask in your name, your word already told me that I will have these things. But first, we got to trust God. First, we got to get our heart in line with God. You got to live for him. You got to live for Christ as well as Christ live for you. That's why he went to the cross. He went to the cross because he loved us. He went for your sin and mine. He didn't just go up there for anything. And then he gave his only son. How many of us would do that? Neither one of us. We don't have that much love like Christ did. We don't love like he loved. So we don't need you. God don't need our money. He don't need that. He don't need our story. He don't need those things. And a lot of people trying to pimp God. And God don't need that. All he needs is our heart. And give our heart, our soul, and our mind to him. That's all he needs. And so a lot of times, I even read in the story I was reading today up in Luke, 14th chapter, and it was letting us know, I was reading about how the Pharisees had came to Jesus after they was trying to stone the lady, and she did good things. It said Jesus went and he ate with the Pharisees. He went to their house and he sat down at the table and he ate with them. And it said that he was ate, and according to the NIB, he was relaxed at the table. And the lady heard that Jesus was in town. She heard that he was in town. She wasn't invited to the house that she went to, that she heard he was there, but she came because she needed a healing. But what I love about her, I love this story, I love it, what I done read it over and over. What I love about her, when she came, it says she fell at his feet. And this was saying how she had perfume and how she just poured on his feet, how she poured on his head, and she just took her hair and she began to wipe it. And they were saying, well, even the Pharisees, just like some of us, well, if he is the son, we're going to see if he's the son of God. Well, then he ought to know if this woman right or wrong, if she a sinner or not. We're going to see. They was even trying to pimp God right there. They were even trying to pull one over, but they No, he was reading their mind. He already knew what they was thinking before they thought it. And I liked the way he phrased it. And then after that, one of them came to him. One of the words say, one of the Pharisees came to him. And he told them, he asked him, he said, he wanted to know, why did he allow that sinner, that woman, which is a sinner, to come to you and wipe your feet and wipe your, and he had to let him know. The Lord had to let him know that he was telling them in so many words that according to the word of God, when I came into your house, you gave me nothing to drink. You gave me nothing to eat. But someone that don't even know me, you know me. They supposed to be to know him, but they didn't even know him. They didn't offer him nothing. But she came in and gave her all to him. And that lets me know the first going to be last and the last going to be first. So that lets me know God cared more about what did she do than the Pharisee. Because, see, he already knew what they do. He already knew that they are gospel. He already knew that they were scamming her. He already knew that they talked about her. He already knew that they looked at her in the wrong way. So I say this and say this right here. She didn't give Jesus no money. She didn't have to pay for anything because she already knew if she could get close to him that her sins and all was already forgiven. They was already paid for. You can't go and buy kingdom. You can't buy heaven with money. And I like the story about the rich man. He tried to pull one over on Jesus. That didn't work. He asked Jesus, what can he do to enter into heaven? And Jesus told him he told you, he said, well, I'm a good person. He said, I give to the poor. He said, I did this and I did that. But Jesus told him, no, sell what you have. Give up everything that you got. And follow me. According to the word of God, the rich man dropped his head. He fell bad. He didn't want to do it. And according to the word of God, he died in hell. He lifted his eyes. See, money couldn't even pay. He had all the money, but he couldn't buy what he wanted. He couldn't buy what he wanted. And so God let us know. You don't have to pay for what he already paid for. It's already there if you just open up and receive him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. He had even went to the cross for your pain, for your sickness, any sickness, for even the trouble, the tears that you cry about. God already paid for this. Why try to go and try to get over on God? I hear a lot of people say, I ain't gonna pay this today. I'm going to put this in church. We'll give God a dollar. I like God's word when he tells us to pay you tithes and you offer. Every money that we have, it don't belong to us. Every dime that we get, every dime we work for, every dime we get paid, every dime that comes into our home or in our bank account, it's not even on ours. It's not ours. God gave that to us. If it had not been for God coming into your life, if it hadn't been for him giving you that job, you wouldn't have a finance. If it wasn't been for God that blessed you with a business, you wouldn't have the business wouldn't prosper without God. He didn't do that for nothing. He did it that you would give to those. You help those that are in the need. According to the word of God I read today, we are supposed to help those that are in the need. That's giving to God right there when you help him. Helping people, giving people something that they don't have food. Some people don't even have clothes. Some people don't even have a place to stay. But we can see a person and we can walk by them. And we can look at them and scum and probably holler and say, get out of my way. I ain't got nothing for you. That ain't how God works. God paid for all of our sins. And some of us, we sit back and we allow the enemy to come in and talk to our mind. And we'll say, well, I ain't going to do this. Well, if he do this for me, I'll do that for him. Well, if it's a God, then why this happened? If there was a God, then why he took that child? If there was a God, then why my husband walk off and left me? If it's a God, then why I'm hungry? If it's a God, then why he took my mom? Why he took my dad? If there's a God, if he's so good of a God, if he died for all of this, why he did those things? The word of God said these things has to come to pass. The word of God said he loved her. And a lot of things that we holler, why God didn't do it. The enemy does a lot. The Bible said he come to kill, steal, and destroy. Sometimes we have to be careful when we blame God about things. And it's us. It's ourselves. Sometimes we get in a situation, we blame God because we're in the situation that we're in. Then we look for God. Then we go to God. We expect him to pay for it. We expect him to come in and straighten out everything. And you know what? God can do it. But he won't all of you. If you would give yourself to him and give yourself to him and sell yourself out and give yourself totally to him and tell God that you're sorry about some of the things you did. Tell God to forgive me, God, repent. The Bible says, I hear a lot of people say, God, I hear a sinner's prayer. No, that ain't what I read. The Word of God says he hear a repentance prayer. If you repent from all the things that you do that God don't like, and you come to God, God already paid the price for everything you need. He already paid for it. All he wants us to do is get our life and line up in his word. Do what his word say. The word of God said life and death is in the power of the tongue. I like the word of God when I read another passage of scripture today, and it was in Matthew's when the men came to him and they owed the tax collector. One had 500 and the other one had 50. One of the Pharisees again wanted to question God about, well, and the Lord asked the Pharisees, who do you think? The man told them they didn't owe him, who do you think that owed them the much? Who do you think? Reason why, that one of the Pharisees said, well, I think the one that had the most money. God didn't look at it like that. God touched that person's heart. God don't want us to be using people. And God don't want us to be around here, turning around here, expecting him to clean up when we done messed up. And then we go to blame God because, well, he didn't do this, and then he didn't come through for us, and then he didn't come through for me. A lot of things we put ourselves in by the way we act and by the things we do. We go out, the little money God blessed us with, and some of us, we didn't get it the right way, so it's the devil. So let me tell y'all something. Yeah, all money is not clean money. We got a lot of dirty money out there, too. But I want to serve you notice, God ain't in it. God give us finance to take care of our needs and take care of other people's needs, too. And also, if you're not doing right by it, it ain't God's will no way. The word of God said, light the darkness, they comprehend not. According to the word of God, whoever you serve, then that's who you go to. Whoever you serve, that's who you go to. If you serving the devil, then hey, when these things come up, then you go to the devil. Say, look here, I need a bill paid. You ain't gonna go to no devil. You gonna go to the Lord, cause you know the devil ain't gonna give you nothing. Everything he give you, he take it away from you. But that God give you, he keeps it. He restore it. He multiply it. So always remember that you cannot pay to go to heaven. The rich man did. The Pharisees did. And not even the debt collector, they didn't. The tax collector, they didn't. They didn't. God not concerned about money. Well, he is concerned about the well-being of his people. He want our hearts. He want us to love him and trust him in everything that we do. He wants us to pray for the things that we need. God don't want us worrying about anything. God wants us to know that his kingdom is already paid for you, for me, and anybody that accepted the Lord Jesus in their life. And he don't even care what you've done. Because once you turn your life over to him, and you ask God to forgive you, those sins already was gone anyway when he went up to the cross. The sin was already forgiven. He just wants us to surrender to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I was with a married man and he wasn't my husband. Forgive me. Lord, I was with a married woman. She wasn't my wife. But Lord, forgive me for committing adultery. Lord, I lied on my tax, Lord God. That wasn't even my child, but I care and I got extra money. Lord, forgive me. See, we do a lot of things and we blame God for it. But it's not even his fault. But we blame him and we expect that we're going to heaven. I have heard many stories say, I'm a good person. I know I'm going to heaven. No, good ain't good enough. You can be good, but God wants more than just good. See? We try to. But well, I ain't never cheated on this end. I ain't never cheated. It doesn't matter. God wants our heart. It doesn't matter. He wants our heart. He wants to love Him. He wants to really give ourselves to Him. We can't pay for heaven. Heaven is not a place where you can give money, put money down, and then expect you can go on there. It don't work like that. The Word of God said the only way we're going to get through heaven is we're going to have to repent of our sins and turn to Him and give ourselves to Him. We got to be saved. We got to be sanctified. His Holy Spirit got to be on the inside of us. We got to live like Christ. When that person come in your face and really start something, you can't go out there. You can, but it ain't God. But if you live God way, you gonna just turn and walk away. Somebody may talk about you or may get an attitude with you. And you gonna go in their face. Well, I ain't finna be punked out like that. That's what I hear people say. Well, ain't nobody finna do me like that. No, God will just pray for them and bless them and go ahead on. Well, problems pay. It's hard to do that. Yes, it is. But God knows in heaven. Some things Adam took, and I know I should have said some things. And some things have happened in my life, and I know I should have got angry, and I should have done some things. But because I trust God's word, and because I want to live for Christ, and I know there's a place where I'm going to go where I won't have to worry about those things no more. Yes, it was hard. Yes, I shed some tears, but I still stood through it, and I waited on God to see me through. And always remember, you cannot get over on God's children. You cannot get over on them. The Word of God tells us if we just trust Him, if we just trust in Him, He will see us through. If we just get in His Word, and His Word is a roadmap to heaven. Whatever you need to know is in the Word. If you need to know about lying, it's in there. It's also in there about money. The Word of God says money is the root of all evil. Money itself is not evil, but it's how you use it. It's how you take the money and what you do. I was just reading up reading an article in the paper on yesterday. On Easter Sunday, two people went from the back of the church, went in the back of the church over not far from where I stay, in the back of the church, went through the back door and stole the church money, Easter money, that's what it had. They had Easter thieves, two thieves stole Easter money from the church. But they left all the checks and they got all the cash. And the pastor put in the paper, I pray that whoever stole the money, that they needed it, and then they was in the need of it. And I asked God to bless them, bless their heart. He said, I don't wish nothing bad on them. I hope whoever took it, that it will serve them some purpose. He could have got angry. He could have went up there and pressed charge. He could have did all of that. But because this man want to go, he want to make heaven. He want to believe in God. He trusts God. See, money is evil. It's how you do it. It's how you go by doing things. And you cannot pay your way to heaven because the price has already been paid. But God, what God requires of you is that you repent of your sin and that you will give Him your heart. And you will live for Him. Get in His Word. Trust His Word. Stand on His Word. Because that is all we have to go by, y'all, living these days now. So much is happening. So much is going on. If we don't trust God now, you will trust Him later. If we don't give God our heart now, The word of God says every knee is going to bow to him. That means the ones don't know him, ain't never know him. You still gonna get to know him before the end of time, according to the word of God. So remember, money can't get you in heaven. It can't get you there. Trying to sell out with God can't get you there. But repenting and turning from your sinful ways can get you to heaven. It would mean that you don't go back into what you used to do and the things you used to do and say. You turn a hundredfold and you give your life to Christ and you live for him. Would it be easy? No. Everything is a process. Some people are stronger than others, and it takes a lot for others to get there. But I guarantee you get in God's word, you study it, you read it, and God will help you along the way. If you don't understand it, his word even tells us, he that lacketh knowledge, let him ask of it. Wisdom, let him ask of it. There are so many Bible translations out there that you can read. They can break it down to you for those that say, I don't understand it. They got it even now. A little baby can understand it. So let us learn to know. Let us know that money cannot buy take us. Money cannot pay for going to heaven. Money can only buy earthly things. And if it's not given to you, if it's not done the right way, there's a price you will have to pay. Trust God in all that you do. And as I get ready to close tonight, I'm getting ready to pray. And as I pray that you all got some understanding out of this message. And I pray that God will touch you all hard, that you will give it all that you have, and that you will trust God, and that you will give him your heart for those that are not saved. Maybe you may be a backslider. God's standing right there with open arms. All you got to do is surrender. Tell God, Lord, I failed you. I backslide, and I want to come back. Tell God about it. He's right there. Just like he did the prodigal son. He ran away, but he came back. He found his way back. And that's how God wants us to be. Some of us, we left. Find your way back to Christ. You're not going to make it to heaven. Not with cash. Not with trying to make a reason with God. It just won't work. A pure heart. A pure heart. Sell out yourself. Soul, mind, body. Give yourself to God. Thank you all for tuning in on Philippians Fire on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to bless everyone that's listening. And everyone that's going to listen to the show. And God, I decree and declare over their life, Lord God, that they will not use your name in vain. That they will not use you, God, as a spare tire. Lord, that they will not think that they could buy you, God, just to buy it by heaven, God, because it won't work. Your word, God, your word say only the pure in heart will see you. Your word say, God, then we repent of our sin, turn to you, and you'll forgive us. Your word of God tell, your word say, God, that, Lord God, you only hear the repentance prayer, not a sinner's prayer. God, help us to be strong. Help us to learn how to come to you. Help us to learn of you. Help us, God, to use money in a right and respectable way. Help us not to be lying. Help us not to cheat. Help us not to, God, use people, God. But, Lord, help us, God, to do it in a right and respectable way in the name of Jesus. And, God, I ask you to bless my sister and bless my brother. Whatever they in need of or whatever they're dealing with, that, Lord, you will, Lord, that you will step in and that you will heal and deliver them, that you will give them the desires of their heart. And, Father God, I thank you even for Prophet Stacy, that you will, Lord, bless her on tonight, strengthen her, and cover her with your blood. And, Lord, most of all, God, Lord, keep filling her with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. We give you the glory tonight. And all the honor go to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And bless God. Now I turn you all back over to Prophet Stacy.
Bringing forth a powerful word. Thank you, everybody that's on the phone line. Thank you, everybody that's online. Thank you to everybody that's listening now or that will be listening later. Thank you. I give God praise and honor for you on tonight. If there's somebody listening under the sound of my voice and you're not saved, you heard the message that the woman of God brought forth, but you're still not sure how to repent. You're still not sure how to go to heaven. Repeat after me and be sincere. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent, which simply means I turn away from whatever it is that I've done that's not pleasing to you. Teach me what pleases you. Show me what I need to turn away from completely that I may be saved. Cleanse me, deliver me, purge me, make me new that I may be able to walk this new lifestyle and be the person that you call me to be. Help me to get rid of associations, to get rid of things, to get rid of the ways of the world and enter into the ways of the kingdom that I may be fit for your use. In the name of Jesus, thank you for coming in, Lord. Now, you may not feel different, but that prayer is going to take effect. And when it does, just trust whatever God leads you to do. Trust him. Go out and seek until you find a good church where they are bringing forth the word of God. Get you a Bible, something simple like the Message Bible or the NIV or even the New Living Translation, something simple. And begin to read and stay connected to the Living Fire and also stay connected to Faith on the Line. Somewhere where you can be uplifted and charged. And we thank you once again for getting saved on tonight. Welcome to the family. I mentioned Faith on the Line. If you want to be a part of that, you can join her every Friday. That's Prophet's Faith, the woman that just brought the word of God. You can join her every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific, by calling 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. Once again, it's 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific, 712-451-0011. That's the phone number. Access code 474723. And she will be filling you with prayer, especially if you are a new believer. She will be filling you with prayer. If you've been believing for some time, she will be encouraging you with prayer. So join her. Also, you can Periscope in at Natasha C. Pate 24. And join me right back here on Believing Fire next week, where my message will be, how bad do things have to get? How bad do things have to get before you humble yourself to God? Also, you can keep up with me on Twitter by following me at Believing Fire. On Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice and you desire prayer, a private Bible-based consultation, you can always connect with me privately by calling or texting 865-408-8690. Feel like somebody needs to contact me and tell me how you enjoyed the show on tonight, how you enjoyed the ministry. You can still text or call 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. If you're somebody you just got saved on tonight, you can go to the website, prolificfireministry.com. There you will find more about salvation. You will find more about salvation. Trying to remember if there's anything else I need to tell you. I think that's it. If not, check my Facebook page, check my Twitter page. I'll post it there. But I think that's it. Thank you once again, everybody. I pray that you were blessed. Until next Monday, God bless.